Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Major Tom's Movie Podcast. Today is October 28th, 2021. It is a Thursday. So, today I'm going to be giving you guys a little update on some more movies that I bought over the past week. And I recently told you guys that I'd be doing one of these every time I bought, like, anywhere from 3 to 5 movies, whether on Blu-ray or DVD. So, I got 5 in my hand right here, so let's get cracking. Alright, first up on the list is Kull the Conqueror, starring Kevin Sorbo. This is an older movie from 1997, and for those of you who may not know, Kevin Sorbo starred in the hit television series Hercules: The Legendary Journeys. In fact, that was the show that actually gave him his breakthrough in entertainment, but this was his first lead role in a movie, and I have to be honest with you, as cheesy as it is, as goofy as it is, it's actually not that awful. It's pretty generic, and quite frankly, it's Kevin that holds it all together. I mean, say what you will about his personal beliefs, religious beliefs, whatever, and that doesn't matter right now, but it's actually a lot of fun. It's only 95 minutes, but it's a lot of fun. It's kind of a generic sword and sorcery story. You know, Cole has to fend off this evil witch who wants to bring back an evil kingdom or something like that. And, yeah. You know, he saves the day, gets the girl, gets the kingdom. By this axe, I rule. Yeah, it's... this is cheese extraordinaire, but I actually really like it. I might actually watch it again tonight. So, all right, next up on the docket is M. Night Shyamalan's Old. Now, as far as M. Night Shyamalan is concerned, this guy has always been hit and miss with me with his movies, but I think a lot of people can say that. When he gets it right, he really gets it right, you know, with movies like Sixth Sense and Unbreakable and Split. But when he gets it wrong, oh man, it's really awful. And the only movie I will really bring up, the two movies that I will bring up is Last Airbender and After Earth. Boy, and if any of you know what I'm talking about, you know I probably won't be saying anything more on that. But as far as Old goes, this is actually a pretty interesting movie. The concept is actually really cool. You got a group of... You got a family that heads to this isolated beach, but over the course of the day, they age rapidly. For the majority of the movie, they don't know why. And you start seeing the kids in particular undergo changes, and you see different actors play the kids because of how they age so rapidly. Now, it's still kind of a silly movie in its execution, and some of the cinematography is bizarre. But again, the concept is really, really cool. It's just a shame that, you know, that with a twist here, if you can call it a twist, it's not super twisty. It has a logical place, but it should have ended a lot sooner than it did. But I would actually recommend this because it's actually pretty good. So, yeah, that's Old, and actually surprisingly another hit for Mr. Shyamalan. Alright, number 3 is The Suicide Squad. Now, excuse me. The original Suicide Squad movie, which came out a few years back, that was directed by David Ayer, was a huge mess. I mean, it had some really interesting standpoints, some interesting ideas, but it just felt like a generic superhero movie that just didn't really work as well as it should have. But this new Suicide Squad by James Gunn, this is about as batshit crazy as it gets. I mean, right from the get-go, you're in for a wild ride, because again, this is James Gunn directing it. This is the guy that did the Guardians of the Galaxy. He also directed Slither, which was an absolutely nutty little horror movie. but is actually really good. But yeah, it's gory, it's funny, and honestly, King Shark. I mean, oh my god, how can you not love this guy? He's voiced by the one and only Sylvester Stallone, and the movie stars Idris Elba, John Cena, Margot Robbie, and yeah, it's just so much fun. It's just a shame that it bombed at the box office because, well, not a lot of people went to see the original Suicide Squad, and a lot of people didn't really like it, myself included. And there's also the issue of the day-and-date release on HBO Max, which screwed everything up. So, yeah. Thanks a lot, Warner Brothers. I would have loved to have seen another Suicide Squad movie, but your screw-up pretty much made sure that's not going to happen. So, hashtag screw you, Warner Brothers. Number four on the list here is Don't Breathe 2, which is a sequel to a surprise hit, Don't Breathe, which came out a few years back, starring Stephen Lang as kind of a blind loner, you know, an old soldier that's blind. But the original movie started out as a kind of a home invasion thriller, but about halfway through, it took a different turn, a really different turn, once you figured out what this guy was all about. And this guy, he seems like a harmless old blind dude, but he ain't. He's a brutal son of a bitch. And in Don't Breathe 2, they kind of made him into the protagonist, but I'm not going to say he's a hero. He's still violent, and he's got some of those really dark secrets, you know, that is befitting characters like this. But it's definitely gory, it's violent, and it is just intense, and I loved every minute of it. So yeah. And finally, we have Megan Is Missing. Now, this is a movie that came out back in 2011, so it's 10 years old. But the reason it's on Blu-ray now is because the movie went viral last year when a bunch of teenagers on TikTok found the movie and they posted their reactions to this. And Megan is Missing is about two 14-year-old girls who are best friends that end up going missing, only to never be seen again. But it's a found footage movie, and that's one of the reasons why I avoided it in the first place. Because I always thought that the found footage was kind of overhyped. But having seen this movie a couple months ago, how do I put this? It's really interesting how this is all put together. There's no shaky cam. This is done through webcams, you know, news reports, and other forms of, you know, the camera work. It's actually surprisingly good as far as that goes. Now, I'm not going to say it's a great movie, but it does the job. The last 20 minutes, that's what's going to really split the audience, because the last 20 minutes are pretty brutal. But, you know, this is a movie that was actually endorsed by a guy named Mark Klass of the Klass Kids Foundation. His daughter was kidnapped and murdered back in 1993. So this movie actually has his stamp of approval. I don't know if that really has any value, but, you know, it's worth noting. Now, I'm not always the kind of guy that goes in for a quick laugh or something, but sometimes I like to go in for serious movies, and Megan Is Missing is pretty serious. It's pretty realistic, you know, it's a real-life horror kind of situation, because this is the kind of stuff that happens every day. You know, kids go missing, girls go missing, and more often than not, the ending is not a good ending. So this is pretty realistic in that regard, and in that in that way, it's kind of a wake-up call for parents, especially now with the internet and the way that predators use the internet to lure in their victims. So it's a kind of a message movie of sorts. And again, I'm not going to say it's a great movie. It's going to divide a lot of audiences. Some people absolutely hate it. Some people really like it. I'm of the mind that, you know, it's kind of an important movie. Would I really recommend it to everybody? No. Some of the dialogue is odd. And the last 20 minutes, well, quite frankly, I've seen a lot worse in other movies like I Spit on Your Grave and Cannibal Holocaust. But again, this movie is based on a real crime that occurred, I guess, back in 2003 in Oregon. So when you're dealing with real life horror, that has more of an effect on me than some of the other horror movies that I mentioned. So, you know, quite frankly, no, there's nothing in the movies that you can do to other people that is as bad as what we can do to each other in real life. And Megan Is Missing is a very good example of that. So it's, again, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it to everybody, but it is one that I think warrants at least one watching, especially for parents, you know. But those are the movies that I recently bought, so that's going to be it for today, and I will hopefully see you guys this weekend when I do another podcast. So, but this is kind of a bit of an update as far as what I've gotten and what I've seen. So, this is Major Tom signing off.